Just because you didn't come with the first wave of person-centeredness doesn't mean you can't innovate. On the other hand, just because you have been implementing person-centered practices for years doesn't mean that your work is done. Knowing about person-centered principles is the first step. Understanding how and why implementing these practices is a priority is the next step to move from ideas to action. If you are going to help your organization meet the requirement of being person-centered, you need to buy into the idea that this is a worthwhile endeavor that is worth your time, energy, and thought to implement successfully. And then you have to convince everyone else that this is worth their time.